this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Matthew Lillard makes his directorial debut with the charming Fat Kid Rules the World. It's the story of Troy Billings, who at 17 is overweight and suicidal. As a poor kid is about to jump in front of a bus, he's saved by Marcus, a high school dropout and street musician. The two become friends when Marcus asks the musically challenged Troy to become the drummer for his new punk rock band. But the more the two bond, the more concerned Troy's father becomes. Matthew's having a great couple of months. He starred in the Oscar-nominated film The Descendants, was cast opposite Clint Eastwood and Amy Adams in Trouble with the Curve, and his film Fat Kid debuted at this year's South by Southwest Festival to great, great reviews. I talked to Matthew at South by Southwest, and man, he was really cool. I could have chatted with him for hours. He sat down with two of its stars, Lily Simmons and Dylan Arnold, to talk about what it was like to be on the other side of casting, his directing style, and why he chose to make Fat Kid his debut. Hey, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little tiny click does help, really. It's how we stay in business. Don't forget that we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Matthew, Lily, and Dylan.
What was it about the story that made you want to make it into a movie for so long?
It's a kid lost, you know, and I understood that. And I was a kid lost. He finds punk rock music. I found acting and drama. And so, that resonated in me in an incredible way. And I like the energy of it. I like the stakes of it. But, you know, I stayed with it for so long because it just, you know, I felt like I got that kid. And I also believe in making movies for these kids. And specifically, I mean, the demographic of kind of disenfranchised youth. Nobody really focuses on them. And I think, you know, I relate to them. So that's why I wanted to make the movie.
Why did you decide to finally direct? Was it just like burning in you? Like, I want to do something else?
Yeah, I think so. I've directed my whole life. I've just never had a chance to do a movie. You know, they're hard to do. And it's hard to get somebody to believe in you enough to write a check. So I finally got the chance. I mean, you know, and I like it. I love doing it. I like it better, more than acting, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've been an actor since I was 13. So it's a long time doing the same thing. I love teaching acting. I teach at Vancouver Film School, and that is a big part of my life. But, you know, being an actor is so myopic. It's all about you, you, you. And quite frankly, you know, I like leading a big group of people to try to do something fantastic. And it's way more interesting to me than, you know, about my pathos.
Actually, I didn't know you taught at Vancouver Film School because our company, Filmanix, we're also an online film distribution company, and we distribute the films of Vancouver Film School.
Oh, really?
Students.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And I guess I want to ask you what you think of online distribution and the new alternative methods of distribution and how independent filmmakers like you can benefit from this platform.
Sure. I think there's no doubt that that's the future of our industry, especially as independent filmmakers. It's untapped right now, and I think it's still coming around. It's still finding how to capitalize on those distribution those avenues. Because look, it's hard, you know, it's cheaper to make a movie now than it's ever been, but it's also harder to find the people to make back that money. I mean, my goal right now in this weekend is to release the film, let people see it, show them the talents of these guys, those guys, but it's also to find the money back that was invested in this film. I mean, that's the only thing I really care about. Yes, I would love for the world to see it. That would be huge. But the reality is that the man that wrote the check has to make that money back. And it's hard. I mean, look, that's the thing. It's like, if you get an internet distribution deal, the minimum guarantee on that won't cover much of anything in terms of the expenses. So right now, it has to come. It just has to find a parallel. And I believe it will. But it's just a matter of how and when is that going to happen.
My question for you guys is the same question I asked the other actors. It's about how much you use social media tools to promote yourself and your work as actors.
As in like Twitter and Facebook?
And any other social media tools.
I have a Twitter and I have a Facebook. And I honestly hate that. Because, I mean, like, I try and not read most of it. I like replying to the people who are actually nice and whatnot, but you get mean people too. But, I honestly, if I didn't have my manager on me to have a Twitter and a Facebook or anything, I probably wouldn't have any of it. But it is really good. It really does get you out there. People start to get to know you. I can post when I'm on different TV shows or with this, you know, and it really helps, honestly. Yeah, it's good, but I don't like it that much.
I don't at all. This is like my first anything. So I have a Twitter and I have a Facebook, but I don't have like.
It's not a tool in your business.
It's not a tool in my business. I'm still like taking it all in and enjoying everything on my first like movie experience or professional experience.
He's never seen himself in a movie until last night.
Yeah.
So. That was,
I don't like watching myself at all. I was
really?
I always critique myself. I'm like, how did I say it that way? Why did I look that way? And I found myself making the facial expressions that my character was making. Like when I would smirk, I'd be like, why am I doing that? It was weird. But I mean, it was interesting. I'm still enjoying everything.
I can't watch myself either. It's really.
Are you serious? If I looked like you, I would watch my shit all the time.
Oh my gosh! No.
All I would do is look at myself.
I was sitting next to Dylan last night, and every time I came on, he's like.
and she would be like, hiding.
It's like, I don't want to see it, and it's so weird. Like, it's weird to like have other people react next to you or watching you. And it's a weird experience. I feel like I'm never gonna watch my stuff anymore. Too weird. Anyway.
Lily Dylan, what did you use to motivate yourself for your role? Did you have anything to pull from,
like draw from experience, or
yes?
I love what Lillard did for me. He really pulled out my awkwardness, because I am a weirdo. I am very awkward.
They all see that.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. he really like pulled it out for me and really like got me to be real with myself. And I mean, like I learned to love the punk rock music. I love all kinds of music. So if you just introduce it to me, I will fall in love with it. I'm a musician as well. So I really got into that aspect, and I'd listen to punk rock before I'd go on sometimes. I would hang out with the boys all the time and just like get pumped up by them, and I honestly just stayed in my Isabel character the whole time, just like kept going, and that was really good. I just felt like myself the whole time.
In terms of drawing from character, I know a lot of people like that's not, I'm not like a jock. I mean, I play baseball, but I'm not like the popular douchey jock dude. But I know a lot of people like that where from my public school who, you know, wear the basketball shorts down or are white and wear the basketball shorts and walk around and be like, yeah, what up, dog? And it's just like I kind of drew from that. And then in terms of performance wise, I think The biggest part was from this guy, Matthew, right here, at the dinner table scene, where he just basically told me, just talk. You're just talking to each other. And I think that was the, performance-wise, that was the biggest thing for me, because he just kind of explained it in a way, because I feel like he's like an actor's director. He explained it in a way that I could understand. Was like, just talk to your brother, just, and that was the most helpful thing. So, I mean, he drew the performance, and then my friends, the people I know, drew the character.
When, since you've been on the other side of the casting couch, it's not the right word, you know, for years, when you were casting this film, them and Jacob, did you do anything different? You know what I mean? I'm sure you treated, you know, everyone incredible, but you know what I mean? Like, did you?
Sure. I mean, look, I feel like I can see, for better or for worse, I feel like I can see through an audition pretty quickly. With Lily came in late. She was stuck in traffic, and it was that thing where she did it once, and she was flustered and tight, and we just went out, had a conversation, and brought her back. And we'd seen across the board. I mean, we'd seen hundreds of girls, not hundreds, but we'd seen a lot of girls. And you know, when she walked in, she just had this energy about her that I responded to. The same thing with Dylan. I mean, we had seen all these kids in Seattle, and we saw his tape. And I said to him last night, in 20 seconds, the producer and I would come to blow. We came to blows over this character. I thought we'd found the kid, and the casting director threw in one last tape, and it was his. And in 20 seconds, we both looked at each other and were like, "Oh, that's our guy."
So it's that quick, and
there's a clarity to it. There's a. You know, I mean, there's just something happens, and you know when you know. And there's great, you know, look, we had great kids come in to audition for Marcus, Mal Leary's character. Unbelievably talented guys. But you see someone, and it sparks in you something that you respond to. And it's really, you know, it's a matching of energy. And when you know, you know. So, and look, and I love actors. So I a lot of times a kid would come in, and I would tell them right off the bat, "I love you. I think you're a great actor. You're not this guy." And they're like, "What? Why are you saying that?" Because I would want to know. I want you to know you just kicked ass, and you're not my guy. Or there was a woman who I love. She's an amazing actress. And I was like, "You're not the girl. There's nothing. You're beautiful. You're too put together." And that was the great thing about Lily. Lily has an undeniable, exquisite beauty that is world. I mean, she's drop dead gorgeous and such a dorky kid that you can pull. You can have both. And that was the thing that, you know, a lot of these beautiful women in Hollywood just couldn't find. And she just had this really kind of beautiful energy. And then Jacob, you know, we just got lucky. I mean, it's one of four kids that we saw, and, you know, he's just so simple. You put a camera on him, he's just got so much going on. And I love him.
Had you watched Terry podcast?
No. I still haven't seen it. I will now. But I was just, you know, I just didn't want to fall into the trappings of being compared to what he did there or something.
Matthew, what's your advice to actors? I mean, you're teaching it now.
My advice to actors is go to school, continue to train. Because I just think that if you were a professional basketball player and you didn't work for 6 months shooting baskets, you wouldn't be a very good basketball player. What happens to actors? Just stop training. There's no craft in the world that you can stop and expect to be incredible. So that's my number one to actors. And I also say you have to start creating your own material now more than ever. There's just such, there is no work out there. It's harder than ever been to make a living, feed your family. So you've got to start creating your own. The technology provides the opportunity to do that these days, an inexpensive price point that you can, and there's no reason why somebody can't write. So that's what you have to start doing your own shit.
What do you have next on your?
I'm doing the Clint Eastwood movie, Trouble with a Curve. Today's the first day I've ever been officially a director, so I am looking for the next opportunity to direct. If I could direct the rest of my life and never act again, I would. But, you know.
How was he as a director?
I've had a few great directors, and this guy just like brought out the best in me. Like he's amazing. I love him. He should be the best director. Like everyone who would work with him would call him the best director.
I can believe.
Okay. Neither one of them have ever done a film.
Well, yeah, you're no idea. First film director, but out of all the directors, like theater and all that, and I did like a student film at my school. But
I'm better than that guy. I'm better. But
he's by far the best one because he. Yeah. Exactly. I completely agree because he like I said before, he made you feel it. He told you to. He brought the performance. He didn't tell you what to do. He told you what you think you should do.
He really was a director. He really directed.
Like, exactly.
You can have directors who will say something to you. And you get it. You're like, yeah. I mean, they don't really bring what they need to out of you. Because if you, like, for me, if I'm directed right, I can do it. You know? If I'm not, it's not.
It's a struggle.
Fit.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this movie turned out so brilliant. Because he really could connect with all of us and really bring out the best.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was also the feeling on set because, like, I did a play recently, and my director would say we'd try to like add our own things to have fun with it, and he would say this is my play, and then Matthew would just be like, this is our movie. And I think that really helped because it was just like, okay, we're all in this together. We're doing this whole thing. Instead of someone saying, this is mine, this is ours. And I think that mentality really helped.
Jake was just telling us that you would come up and say, we only have one shot because we are only shooting this today. And I said, no pressure.
Let it be this one.
I mean, for me, because I'm an actor as well, I would just be like, oh,
That's not what I said. I said, no, I think it's very different. My whole thing is that, look, you have an opportunity right now to be brilliant. And we're not coming back tomorrow to give it a chance. So there is no fear that nothing should stop you from being genius and amazing right now. So that's a very different thing than you have one chance.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to recognize the difference. You know what I mean?
Still, I mean, for me, that would be like,
no, it wouldn't. I would never. It would never be.
You'd be
that.
Okay.
Trust
I
me.
Promise.
I would you're never go to you. You have to be great. Nice. My whole thing is that you have this one moment to try to be fucking amazing. So let's go for it. Because we have this time right now. It's going to be right now. Let's go do it. I mean, it's really, I think it's empowering to know that, oh, I want everyone to be brilliant. And I think you have to aim for genius. Now, you may not hit that. This movie isn't perfect by any stretch of imagination. But we're trying to make something incredible. And I think if you try to make something incredible, you have a chance of making something on the spectrum. But if you're like, oh, let's just get the day, let's just get the shots, let's just, then you'll never have a chance to be anything else other than just another movie.
I agree. I mean, it didn't scare me when he said that. It inspired me. It made me like okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do this. That pumps me up. It didn't scare me. Because I knew it was just going to be one group day. And this is an independent movie. We don't have like $20 million on this movie, you know? Like, he needed to get the shot. And he needed to pump us up for that. And he did it. And he did a really good job with that, you know?
Yeah.
It was great. It was awesome. I loved it.
Thanks, guys. And thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.